For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. This is a reminder that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. I'll be here next Sunday with more on nutrition and healthy living. Now, today, speaking of Village Green, our guest is Mark Isaacson, owner of the Village Green, and the impetus using technology, lab findings, and genomics toward your personal health information and action steps. So we're going to talk about IQU. That's IQYOU, because it's all about you. So welcome to the show, Mark. Could you give some background on Village Green and also the new IQU? It's very exciting.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Great to be here. So as way of background, I think many people may know me or know of Village Green and what we do. So for years and years and years, 50 years, plus, we've been around on Cedar Lane, and we've been doing individualization always. And we've been doing that with our team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists and work with top doctors and practitioners all over the country and doing that via part of our business, which is compounding, where we make personalized formulas for people, both pharmaceutical and nutrients. And then we have this incredible array of 60 give or take about 10,000 different bottles of vitamins, minerals, amino acids for all these years. So the biggest thing that I've come to realize, and I've been running the business about 17 years now, is in this area of personalization, we have done a phenomenal job of working with all these thought leaders. And I always call it, up to this point, like the harder methodology to do this, but highly effective, where you find a top medical doctor, functional medicine person, clinical nutritionist, maybe a naturopathic doctor. And those particular partners of ours will deeply do all kinds of health assessments on individuals, and they'll do lab work. And some incrementally are doing a little bit with genomics today. And ultimately, they will figure out what to do from a food, nutrient, and lifestyle perspective. And all these folks, so the story I always here and our team always hears is the same. You know, they've been struggling. Individuals have been struggling, whether it's for months, sometimes years, even decades, with all these conditions, whether it's neurological or digestive or endocrine or cardiovascular, whatever it might be. And then when they find this approach of, however you define it, functional medicine, clinical nutrition, integrative approaches to healthcare, they're transformed and they get better. So that's all the great news. So we've been doing this for years, and it's been highly successful and just exciting to see the results you get. But the big challenge, the way that we've gone about it, is it's hard. So it's hard and challenging on a lot of different levels. It's hard on a level that many people do not know who to go to in terms of practitioners. It's hard in that there's very few practitioners that have this incredible knowledge base to deeply personalize. And it's also challenging that almost all of these top types of practitioners who can truly personalize are out of pocket. So it's only a very small group of people that can do this deep kind of personalization that is incredibly effective. So it's because of all this pain and us trying to figure out how you literally scale personalization and how you potentially look at all of this data that you need to look at, foods, nutrients, lifestyle, genomics, and so forth, that you need to look at to do it in the right way. So my dilemma or big challenge or the thing that I've been trying to figure out for a decade now is how we scale this and how we do it super economically and how we do it so we can do it not just economically, we can do it quickly and we can do it with a lot of precision and accuracy. And that's kind of the whole method of what has led me down this road to create this cool technology that we call IQU.
And I think as a practitioner of almost 50 years in the area, and I grew up with the apothecary that became Village Green. So we grew up in this, I guess I was part of this third wave of complementary functional medicine practices in this area. And it wasn't well accepted by the medical community. And it's wonderful to have gotten to this point, Mark, doing the sophisticated work with IQU and individualizing. It's so exciting. It was a dream I had for years, decades, of how could we get the information we as practitioners know, the clinical information to teach physicians and all clinicians, healthcare clinicians, how to identify problems in their patients by what I call reading the patient, appropriate tests, and the look at genomics. And when that's put together, it's powerful. I call it looking at all the legs on the table. And if you can imagine a gigantic conference table with many legs, that's what I'm talking about, not just four legs on the table. Too many people today look at one kind of test and say, okay, that's what I know. But it's very narrow. I call this, it's like looking for thieves in an apartment building, and you can only look on the third or fourth floor. You can't say there are no thieves. You can just say, we didn't find them there. And that applies especially to allergy testing, because we have no one test that picks it all up. So tell us a little bit more about IQU and how you got together with Dr. Pizzorno and what he's done.
Yeah, so as a little additional background, so my partner, and many people might know of him, or I always say he's the most under-the-radar screen person because he's working with practitioners, he's educating practitioners. He is the founder of Bastier. Many people might know of some of the books he's authored, but he's authored the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, which has sold about 2 million copies, written many textbooks. So in general, if you are in this area of functional medicine or clinical nutrition, or if you're a naturopathic doc or integrative medicine, you will know who he is because you've probably heard him lecture somewhere in the world or used one of his textbooks somewhere. So he's the individual, and his team of science and researchers are the folks that have been working on this technology for over a decade. And we have been partnering and just totally linked up and funding all this ability over the last 5 years to really build out all pieces of this technology to bring personalization to everybody, and specifically doing it with these three sets of data that we think are the critical three sets of data. And we've actually branded it. We've come up with our own little word, which is epibiogenetics.
Oh, I like that.
So that's it's simply this epi. In some cases, epigenetics, but that's epi. Epigenetics is like a medical term. But simply, this is all your health assessment, lifestyle, foods, nutrients, toxins, pharmaceuticals, and so forth. Many of the outside influences that you can control that'll impact your biochemistry and genes. So that's epigenetics. The second area is bio, which is just biochemistry. It's all your core lab work, because all of us have one-of-a-kind lab work. And then there's genes, DNA, genetics. So that's what epibiogenetics is. And obviously,
I like
people
that.
Know that we all have our one-of-a-kind genes. And the other thing is, so when you think about epigenetics, when you think about your lifestyle and the toxins you come in contact with, and the air and the water and the foods that you're eating and the location that you're in at any given time, and whether you're exercising or not exercising, and all these different things. So even your epigenetics for you, one of a kind. So this is what makes all of this healthcare stuff and the current system, which is one size fits all usually, so complex and not providing nearly the kinds of results, because we're also uniquely one of a kind.
That term is brilliant, because epi means surrounding, and bio, of course, biochemistry and the genetics. And I think it's very exciting to have been in this field before people were really looking at gene variants. They've looked at genetics. A child that has obvious developmental issues would get a standard kind of panel to see what genes were faulty. But now we look at the plastic genes, and we didn't know that genes were plastic until the mid-90s. And one of my colleagues actually was on the team at NIH that discovered, whoops, genes can change based on what you do, neutral, harmful, helpful. And so we have a great deal of power over our own genetics. We may not like what we got, but can't do anything about that right now. But you can change whether you're going to get the harmful act of the gene variant, neutral, or helpful. And so this is very exciting. Thank you. Epibiogenetics. We need to shout that.
Yep, 100%.
Yes, yeah, so let's start a little bit about the kinds of patients that would benefit the most from this. Now, we could say everybody would benefit.
Yeah.
But most people who feel well and don't have any perceivable problems don't run into our offices and say, give me something.
Right.
You know, we're seeing people that know they've got problems. So what kind of people are we looking for?
So we are clearly creating this technology to be utilized ultimately by everybody. But today, I will simply, I think, put it this way, is that we are tremendously targeting, and I don't know if people even know these numbers, but they're crazy numbers. We're targeting 80% of chronic disease, where all the clinical data says that those are preventable, fixable conditions. So our platform is about that 80% of chronic disease. So Dana, do you have any – so I'll give you two big numbers. Let me know if you've heard these numbers before. Or maybe I mentioned them at some point. So our entire U.S. healthcare system is approximately like $3.5 trillion, makes up like 20% of our economy. So here's the big number that's really crazy, is that 80% of chronic disease, that's what's fixable, that we could actually, if we had the wherewithal and we had the focus, we could actually make huge changes. That represents $2 trillion. Almost 60% of all healthcare cost is fixable. So whoever is talking about that chunk of audience in the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and the healthcare system and the insurance system, I mean, it's not happening. And that's where we're hyper-focused. And we're not expecting, so to be very specific, so we're realistic now. That's $2 trillion, which is a crazy big number. So this is kind of like the 80-20 rule. We call it the 17.5% rule. So we're realistic in saying there's, for us, a target of like 17.5% of that $2 trillion that are people that we were today that we're most likely able to address, because those are the people that will take action. Those are people that quote unquote are the biohackers, or they're using wearables and all kinds of apps, and they could be type A personalities. So those are the people that we're really targeting. And to your point, some of those people could be healthy, but some of those people, many of those people who are going to take the most action are the ones that have some sort of condition.
Well, this is exciting, and we're going to continue this discussion in the next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And stay with us. We're going to have more interesting information from Mark Isaacson of Village Green Apothecary. So we'll keep this going. Stay with us, folks.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicor Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. This is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please do tune in. Now, today, we're honored to have Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, and we're going to talk a lot about the IQU program. And, Mark, you reminded us of this huge number of, give us the numbers again, go over the numbers for illness and fixable.
Right. So we have the three numbers I'll give you are these. Our whole healthcare system is about $3.5 trillion, approaching 20% of the economy. Out of that, chronic conditions, which I didn't mention in the last segment, is approximately $2.5, $2.6 trillion of that. But the huge number that we're really addressing, which is the fixable portion, is almost $2 trillion, which is about 60%, approaching 60% of all healthcare. Those are the chronic conditions that are lifestyle induced, that we can actually modify and fix. And we have, if we ever had, and clearly the system is not built this way, but if we had the system structured the right way with the rewards and pain and pleasure and so forth, you know, the right incentive structure, there is the capacity to carve out a huge amount of that. So my ambition and my big goal is I do believe that within a decade from now, we could actually save of that $2 trillion, I think we could save half of that, $1 trillion, which would take care of a lot of the national debt, for example, that we have going on.
And we were talking before on the break a little bit about who's sick. And most people think if they're walking, they're fine. And we call it the walking wounded. They're really not fine. And if we were like a car that wouldn't start unless everything was going well, okay? And if our bodies were that way, most of us wouldn't get out of bed in the morning because our body would be saying, you haven't done this, haven't done that. So I'd like to throw out this other statistic. The RDA, DRI, the recommendations that the government sets, Institute of Medicine, is based on helping, it's 97 to 98% of healthy people. Now, there's a trick in that. The term is healthy. And do you know how many people are actually healthy? 24%.
Right, right.
That's 76% of the public is not healthy, and that's who we want to get to.
Look, it's crazy. I mean, I think the numbers are something like if you are between maybe it's 18 and 65, like 50% of people, whatever the numbers are, have some sort of existing chronic condition today.
Oh, easily.
And if you're, I think you're over 45 or over 50, you're in your 50s or 60s, chances are you're on average like four prescription drugs. You know, so it's the numbers are astounding. And so I guess my partner, my mentor, Dr. Joe Pizzorno, says simply this, that our bodies are designed to be tremendously healthy. And certainly into our 60s and into our 70s, maybe even into our 80s. But it all comes down to the simple concept of understanding what are the right things to put into your body and the right things to do for your body versus the things that you have to stop doing or get rid of or get out of your body. So that's kind of the simple definition of what our technology and platform is really all about. But it's very complex, of course.
It is. It is. Sidney McDonald Baker, one of my mentors, says it very well. We want to take away what harms the brain and body and give the brain and body what they need. That's pretty simple. That's not hard to comprehend. Doing it is and identifying, and we've talked about toxins before. So we have a lot less resilience. If you look at the age expectancy, life expectancy, in the 1700s, 1800s, early 1900s, they summarized, they put into what they were analyzing deaths at birth all the way up. And so if you have 10 people dying at birth and 10 people living to 100, you could say the average life expectancy is only 50. So when you age adjust, we're not doing so well.
Right.
And
we're
not healthy. We may be living somewhat longer, but do you know the founding fathers, almost all of them lived into their 80s? They had resilience. So I'd like to cover what's different about our environment today that is taking away our resilience.
Yeah. So again, I will not claim to be the expert, but I'm a listener and have the data and some of the points about some of these things. So Dr. Joe Pizzorno now, so he's been known for all these years of being like an expert in systems biology, functional medicine, naturopathic medicine. And over the last 4 or 5 years now, he's been incredibly focused on the environment and toxins and recently wrote the textbook for environmental medicine and put out another book called The Toxin Solution for Consumers. So he says now he has probably looked at more clinical studies maybe than anybody in the world right now related to toxins and the impact. And he's done all this incredible graphing of all this data. So you can look at just simple data and say, what was the environment like in the 50s and 60s? And what amount of chemicals and I'm not sure exactly the specific data point. But effectively, it's at least 10 or 15 times the amount of chemicals and what's actually in our environment, whether that's air, water, soil. And these are environmental toxins or pesticides. They could be heavy metals. So we're deeply looking at that data. And here's the scary thing. You can look at some graphs, and diabetes is an incredible example. You can see like this hockey stick curve showing like over the last 40 or 50 years of how much more toxic impact and toxins we have in the environment. And you can actually overlay that with diabetes that back in the early 60s, I believe the number is something like less than 1%. And diabetes now is approaching like 10% impact, and those overlap. And then there's clinical studies, in-depth clinical studies showing all these different toxins that tie directly to blood sugar and the endocrine system and the disruption of the endocrine system and tie to weight loss and cardiovascular issues. And
well, I always call it total load.
Sugar
used to be number one on my list 50 years ago. It's not. I have 7 or 8 items that are number one. Sugar, artificial preservatives, coloring, flavoring, etc. Fried foods, hydrogenated oils, GMOs. Get that out. And then let's talk about sugar. Oh. And I never thought that I would be kind to sugar, but artificial sweeteners are far worse. We've talked about that on the show. And the toxins. So all of this happened in one period of time around Rachel Carson's Silent Spring. She was from Silver Spring.
Yeah.
And she was in, I think 1962 was when her book came out. It was profound that we would no longer hear the birds because the pesticides on the insects, et cetera. We have 84,000 manufactured chemicals, 200 of which have been tested according to the EPA. Testing is voluntary, and it's still voluntary. So even if we banned all the bad ones, okay, they don't have legs.
Yes.
They don't leave. So talk about the toxins.
Well, so the other thing is it's really interesting about our technology. So right now we have 100 of the most relevant toxins embedded in our logic. And these are all the ones that have tons of clinical studies supporting. So Dr. Joe Pizzorno has this crazy graph showing these 100-plus toxins on one axis and all the big disease states, whether it's related to autoimmune or neurological or digestive or endocrine or cardiovascular, ADD, autism, all this mental health pieces. So what is really concerning about this is that you've got all this data showing that toxins now, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but toxins, which so many people are looking at a little bit, but don't understand the impact. So it used to always be most clinical nutritionists, functional medicine, you know, people that are working in this area to personalize, we're looking at foods for your biochemistry, nutrients for your biochemistry and genes, lifestyle things to do. And toxins were like put off to the side. But really, toxins, it looks like – so we have 40,000 clinical studies embedded in our platform. But that's across the board for everything that we're looking at, foods, nutrients, lifestyle, recommendations, and so forth. But toxins, based on all the clinical data we now see, by far, not the only thing, but that is the biggest impact. Toxins are the biggest impact to what is driving all this rampant autoimmune – chronic disease, digestive issues, neurological issues, and it's astounding. And as a culture and from a practitioner-doctor relationship and a medical relationship, we're not deeply looking nearly, you know, at what's happening in this area yet.
Well, and first of all, measuring them is difficult, and you know that very well. They don't hang around in the bloodstream unless they're coming or going. So they're in deeper tissues, they're in neurological tissues, this is what you referred to, they're in the bone, they're in the brain, they're in our glands, and they alter, they become a very expensive exposure, because toxins, to get removed from the body, use up things like minerals like selenium, zinc, vitamin C is very helpful in getting rid of toxins. Alpha lipoic acid, there we can go on and on with the nutrients that we spend from our nutrient bank account to get rid of toxins. So it creates a deficiency. And when that deficiency gets bad enough, the systems that are getting rid of toxins stop working well.
You get compromised.
And we are recycling our toxins every day, getting us quite thick. So we're going to keep this going. By the way, Mark, you really give a good overview. This is complicated, what we're talking about, and you're doing a great job of making it understandable. And for those of you who've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this brief break, and we will hear more from Mark Isaacson.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please tune in next Sunday. And I want to remind you, these radio shows are available on EHLradio.com. That's Essentials of Healthy Living, EHLradio.com. So you can listen to shows and you can leave comments and tell us what you'd like to hear. Mark, do you want to say something more about...
Just so everybody knows, because we're sponsoring and supporting everything that's happening on this radio show. So every single radio show, you can even go to myvillagegreen.com.
Yes.
And you get to that homepage, you can click on the radio icon and get there, and they're searchable, you know, searchable by topics and things like that. And you can go and you can see best of shows, and you can see the best of shows that are our highest rated shows, but they're also totally available on iTunes. So anyone can go to iTunes anytime, and you can download those shows. So we try to deliver it and make it accessible many different ways to folks.
Well, we are going to carry on this conversation about the epibiogenetics, what's so important to our bodies, and what toxins can do, and what we can do about the toxins. Tell us about how you assess for the effects of toxins.
So this is a place that if I said that there's one reason why everybody universally should utilize our technology and platform, even though we look at foods for you and nutrients for you and lifestyle for you. So when you come into our platform, it's all cloud-based, right? So you come in, we now have this nice little subscription model linked up, and you can go to IQU. We'll talk about when you can go to IQYOU, IQUhealth.com, and you can register to get access. So what's nice is we're just launching this nice little subscription model for $90. You can come on in. Or if you get our genomic test, which we can talk about in a couple of minutes, you get free access for a year and you get all your genes. But what's super important about this is that when we bring this data in and we look at all your lifestyle data, we look at all the epigenetic data, we look at all your lab work, we look at all your genes, the biggest piece of the equation that people are missing today is this issue about toxins and whether your body. So this is super, super powerful that we never have been able to do this before, to the best of my knowledge. And there's no other system anywhere in the world, I believe, that can do the following. So when we look at your genes, for example, with our proprietary DNA test, we actually look at not only your system's biology, the most important genes in all your systems, like your neurological and cardiovascular system and your digestive system and immune system and so forth, but we actually look at 70 of the most important detoxification pathways. So, and not only do we look at those 70 detoxification pathways, so that tells you about your genes. And to some degree, if you have risk or it's really like probability, I always say, from what I understand, genes are about probability. It doesn't mean that those genes are inevitable to be issues with you. However, we also look at your lab work, and we've identified, Dr. Joe Pizzorno and his team have identified a bunch of very simple lab markers that people can do every single day in primary care. And we could use that primary care lab work, and we could just incorporate that right in the platform. But there's certain traditional labs that if those biomarkers are within a certain range or an elevated range, it points to either certain toxins or inflammatory markers that mean that you definitely have a problem with toxins. Then we ask you all these cool questions when we're asking you all about your epigenetics and lifestyle and pharmaceuticals, and that even includes like things people may not even think about this. We actually ask you when you put profile questions, and we ask you what your zip code is. Because we link directly up to the EPA database. This is just one data point, but we link up to the EPA database by zip code. And therefore, we can look at water, air quality, known toxins in your area. So
phenomenal.
It's this collective data that we look at.
Wow.
So here's the thing, Dana. So not only do we look at all this data, but we're using artificial intelligence. We're using these 40,000 clinical studies. We're using all the logic that we've developed over a decade and spent millions of dollars developing so that we can actually prioritize risk. So you can have a gene SNP that says you can't detox, but it gets confirmation when we look at the lab data and or the epigenetic data. And that is the big, huge miss of what's happening now when people are doing all this different genomic testing. They're looking at what we would call a silo, a little piece of the pie. But if you don't have all the other data sets, that's why we talked about it early in the show where we say it's epibiogenetics, those three sets of data. You need these three sets of data to personalize, and you need these three sets of data to be able to prioritize pieces of information and actions to take that are most important for you, whether that's foods for you and your biochemistry, nutrients for you and your biochemistry and the right dosing, certain lifestyle activities. And the big data point is we now provide a scientifically based toxic risk score and quote unquote detox score. So this is what I believe is a superpower. When I say everybody should really do this, because if you understand what toxins are impacting your body, which are data points that we talk about and actions to take, and you understand if your God-given body, you're blessed and you can detox well based on your genes and biochemistry, you are in a much better place if you can't detox. But as you were talking about earlier, a huge challenge is because our bodies continue to get ravaged by all these different toxins, our ability to detox, most people, not everybody, some people still have this great genomic makeup, great biochemistry makeup, and they can detox incredibly well. And we can pinpoint that for people. But most people, unfortunately, have compromised detoxification ability. And this appears to be, and this is where we're really driving all the data and looking at, but this appears to be the number one issue of this rampant onset autoimmune, chronic disease, digestive issues, neurologic, just go down the list of the biggest conditions and what's going on. And it appears that toxins are the number one, as I say before, not the only, but the number one driver. And we're not even deeply looking at it. And now, for the first time, we can. And we can deeply look at it and understand what the appropriate actions are for you to take.
I don't know if you remember this, but this is what's going through my mind. Better living through chemistry. Do you remember that on television? It was an ad. And I think it was about Alcoa aluminum. That's a long time ago. Better living through chemistry. That was the time when Tang was developed, and Tang would have all the nutrients that the people trying to go into space would need. At that time, I thought, gee, that's amazing that we can do that. Oh, my word. What were we thinking?
What were we thinking, right?
So the ability to detox, talk a little bit more. I personally am not fond of extreme fasts.
Yes.
Because you're dumping toxins out. And my metaphor is if you've got a filthy home and you don't clean it, but once a year you stir up dirt and then you don't have bags to put the garbage in, you're just stirring things up. And I see detoxification as getting the body to help itself before we do too many extreme actions.
Yeah.
What do you have to offer?
I think, so again, it's Dr. Joe Pizorn and our collective team of scientists and researchers. So one thing is that our collective teams are now greatly expanding this definition of what a toxin is. So look, people know the basic stuff, environmental stuff. They know pesticides. They think heavy metals. They get that. But my question is, how many people, and these are big impact issues, how many people are thinking about food packaging? Whether so some people know it's things, how we cook and how we store our foods, but I'm just talking food packaging also in terms of how our foods are being delivered, you know, when we get them in the grocery store. So food packaging overall is an issue. Environmental, home environmental toxins, whether that's outgassing, whether that's different cleaning agents that we use, paints that we use in our house, another set of issues. How many people are deeply thinking about, I mean, some people are for sure, but how many people are thinking about any kind of cosmetic, cream, body care, soap, shampoo, toothpaste maybe, that you use, and what kind of toxins are delivered there? And then there are just foods. So I got to just add my – I don't know if we have enough time, but I'll tell my little story about my daughter, Tess.
Yes, please
do. Simply because of our technology, she could not effectively detox, and we figured this out. And she had seizures when she was 8 years old. She was diagnosed with epilepsy, and I've told this story before. But the most impactful thing is we were able to identify so she had seizures for 3 years until the science and everything caught up, and we were able to identify that she couldn't detox, and that you do simple things. You use certain nutrients like you've talked about. There are certain foods that are binders. Different toxins require different ways to get them out. Most people have to exercise or sweat. My daughter was exercising some, but she was taking baths with mineral salts. When we figured out her own little protocol, because she couldn't detox, so we figured out her own little workaround. But the big issue was she was eating eggs that had sulfur, naturally occurring sulfur in foods. And for her, massive toxin. And when you understand these different toxins,
sulfations,
she couldn't process it. Right. So that's just another piece of the bucket that now we're going to take this expansive view that we have to look at.
Well, that's thank you for sharing that, because I think it's amazing. And we will continue this conversation, folks. If you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicore Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl-L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we've been having a very interesting conversation today with Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green. MyVillageGreen.com is your access online. And you can also get the radio shows, the previous ones, and we identify the most popular ones. We also like to hear your comments that will help guide us in the kinds of information you'd like to hear. So, Mark, let's continue with this conversation about IQU. That's IQYOU, folks. If you're listening, IQUhealth.com is how you get into it. And this is assessing your biochemistry, your genes, your history, your symptoms, everything about your lifestyle, putting it together for a highly personalized, individualized, I guess I would say treatment plan, but initially who you are. And how healthy or unhealthy, where are the problems, and what can you do about those problems? So, Mark, continue the conversation. It's very exciting.
Yeah, and we're actually very close now. I'll talk a little bit about access, but we're very close now, only within a week or two. So as a customer client comes through, we're going to have practitioners that will have practitioner access, and customers' clients will be able to access either support people or actually share their data with their practitioners and so forth. So I would say that some of the most important things as an individual comes through and they put all of their data in, and we have a couple different ways. You know, if you put your lab work in, you can get that from your doctor practitioner. We have a lab that you can collaborate with as well. We're trying to figure out ways to make this as simple as possible. You know, the process goes like this. You get access, which we can talk about in a little bit. You fill out all your personal data, all your lifestyle data. We then take you to this lab section, and you have a couple different choices. You can add your own labs from your doctors. We actually give you guidance based on all the questions and health assessment questions you've answered. We actually give you guidance on the most important labs to do. Most of these are very traditional labs right now. So what's beautiful is you can actually take some of these recommendations to your doctor practitioner and get those labs done. Or if you've got a good amount of traditional lab work, we could utilize that. And then we have a partner as well where you can go and you can utilize our partner to get all these assessments done super economically, because the important thing for us and what we're really trying to do is to scale personalization and do it so it's accessible to everybody. Like pennies on the dollars, what you might do, and where we will have practitioners that you can ultimately collaborate with. And then the other big piece of the data is the genomics. So people always ask, you know, how do you get your genomics in? So people historically, and we give people two different options here. Many people, there's millions of people at this point that have done 23andMe testing. So we have actually built the download, And we have great customer support. So you can take, if you've done a 23andMe test, you can bring that into our platform. There are actually two big limiting factors with doing that. One is because 23andMe is so pharmaceutical based, and the way that they make money is looking at these different pharmaceutical pathways, and they sell that data to pharmaceutical companies. And they're not really deeply focused on what we're focused on, which is your whole 360 view of all your core systems and looking at your genes and understanding which genes are impacted by foods, nutrients, lifestyle, toxins. So we've looked at all the genes. We looked at over 350 gene SNPs, including like 70 detoxification pathways, all super critical data to optimize the ability to personalize. So 23andMe only has about half, about 50% of those genes. And the other problem that we've seen more recently, is there's research out now showing that many of these consumer gene tests, and as I understand it, which includes 23andMe, there's like a 40% false positive rate. So we have a CLIA-approved DNA test, which looks at all of these SNPs. There's very in-depth testing. There's very in-depth sampling to make sure that there's reliability in the data that we're producing. So we would encourage people. I always say, we'll meet people wherever they are, whatever makes life easy for them. But if you want to deeply understand the gene piece of the equation and tie that in with your labs and understand this whole area of toxins and detoxification SNPs, the only reason, to be honest, that we went and we created our own DNA test, which we call IQ-DNA, is because we simply could not get what we believe to be the most clinically relevant, backed by all this clinical data. As I said before, we've got 40,000 clinical studies across the board looking at all the data that our system takes in. And it was only through us developing our own DNA test that we can get all the genes that are the most relevant genes that if you want to get to the root cause of your issue, that you need to take a look at.
Well, anybody that's looked at the raw data understands that you just can't use raw data. It's just page after page of numbers and letters. And some people think that a practitioner can look at that. It bears interpretation. And certainly the not only the testing agency, but the interpretive programs that are used are critically important.
Yeah.
And that way, when you're looking at all of that, you're getting more of the legs on the table. We probably don't even know how many legs are on this table,
exactly
right?
Right. No, that's right. And the other thing that when we give output data, we talked about this a little bit, but I want to make it clear because this is what's not happening. There's all these people looking at whether it's 23andMe, whether it's pharmacogenomics, nutrigenomics, whether someone's looking at neurological brain genes or gut and digestive genes. All of these folks, it's crazy. I mean, we think this is a big, big, big problem. So many people are testing genes, and they're only looking at the genes. And that is a huge issue because you've got to look at the lab works. As we said before, genes are probabilities. Labs are where you are. That's reality. And you have to understand all your what we call the epigenetics, all your external lifestyle influences, to really understand what's going on. So people get all concerned. They look at our gene report or any gene report, and they feel overwhelmed because they see all these red. We break everything down, red, yellow, green. So obviously red are the most potential problematic genes. And you might look at our report, and we break it down by the cardiovascular system and the neurological system, digestive and all those kinds of things. And we just say, honestly, don't get caught up in the report and how we're color-coding genes. What's really important is that we ultimately give you a nice little dashboard. Then we just look at genes as a set of data. We look at labs as a set of data. We look at all these lifestyle epigenetic questions. If you're taking pharmaceuticals, because that impacts your biochemistry, and we look at drug-nutrient interactions and depletions and how those pharmaceuticals can be tied to genes, but it's all data to us. And ultimately, the big question is, if you look at your body systems, what's getting compromised and what's the one or two or three big things to do? So often you go to a practitioner or you hear a million things on the web or through friends and family members who are giving all these recommendations. But because we are so one of a kind, we finally have a methodology where we can actually prioritize every single action. whether it's the couple foods you should and shouldn't eat, whether it's the couple nutrients that are most important for your biochemistry and your genes and the right dosing level, and whether or not you can detox or not, and the couple lifestyle actions to take. So we do not. You can actually go further and further down our list and look at 20 different things to do. But the beautiful thing is we actually give percentages of impact to those actions.
Wonderful.
And you can just look at two or three or four things and collaborate with your doctor and practitioner and get so much more clarity and focus to move the needle as quick as possible to get you there.
Well, that sounds so good. And actually, again, I have to say you've made it more simple to understand. Yet I know behind it is tremendous complexity. And bless Dr. Prezzorno. He's been around a long time, and he's managed to do, I think, what so many people have tried to do. Give us a few more clinical pearls for our listeners. I like when they listen to a show that they learn something and they can change what they're doing pretty quickly.
Yeah. So I'm not per se the expert with clinical pearls, but I will just say this. This is powerful, super powerful things that we're working on. And our ambition, I tell the world this, I'm sharing this, we can literally move the healthcare needle significantly and help to transform healthcare over the next 4, 5, 6 years or so. So it's all new stuff. We couldn't do this a couple of years ago. We didn't know enough about the science and the genes. We didn't know enough about labs and this whole area of toxins, which, you know, is my big focus right now, because it is the toxins that are the needle mover. It's almost like the secret. It could be the hidden piece of data that you do not have. So it is our ability to highly personalize right now, and we can do it super inexpensively, and we can transform healthcare. And in a handful of years, we can take this one-size-fits-all healthcare system we have that's really super focused. We do this at Village Green. We have regular physicians utilizing prescription drugs. But we can take for the first time and deeply personalize and get to the root cause and not just manage symptoms, which is what our big Elias system is all about. So I encourage people, get on our bandwagon, come support us, see what we're doing. Come to IQU, it's IQYOU, IQUhealth.com, and we're happy to collaborate and support people to the best of our ability. And we want this, this is a big old movement, so we want everyone to join our movement.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. You've really given us a lot of information, and I always put a plug in for Dr. Joseph Pizzorno's book, The Toxin Solution: How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. How simple is that to understand?
That's super simple.
It's a long title, but it's very meaningful. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. And this is a reminder that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And as our lives move forward, I'm always reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, and giving us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. I also like this saying, the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. And for those of us in the healthcare profession, I think we do a lot of this. We do a lot of giving. And I want to say, please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.